A teenager stands on a Toronto doorstep, drenched in sweat, clutching picture frames nobody wants. Hours of rejection have worn him down to the bone. Then an elderly woman with silver hair opens her door, not to buy, but to listen. Over lemonade, she asks him questions nobody else has. Who are you? What do you dream about? Do you actually love what you're doing? After an hour of genuine conversation, she offers no sale, but something far more valuable. You must love both that thing you are doing and love even more the people you do it with. That moment became the North Star for everything that followed: building companies, choosing partners, reshaping industries. It revealed a truth the business world often forgets. Relationships aren't just nice to have, they're everything. What makes someone truly good? Five principles emerge from leadership studies and real-world experience. First, prioritize relationships systematically. Harvard professor George Dorio advised choosing an A team with a C idea over an A idea with a B team. Mediocre people hire worse people, creating a downward spiral. Second, help others become fuller versions of themselves, seeing beyond titles to recognize shared humanity. Third, values trump competencies. General Schwarzkopf stated, "If you must be without strategy or character, be without strategy." Harvard Business School graduates initially prize hard skills, but decades later universally acknowledge the soft stuff matters most. Fourth, navigate real tensions: idealism versus pragmatism, short-term pressures versus long-term vision. Balance demands patience and self-awareness. Finally, practice goodness proactively, not just during crises. One chairman proposed a multiplier effect: change 10 people's lives, encourage them to do the same, and watch exponential impact unfold across generations. Defining goodness proves surprisingly difficult. In business, good typically means competent, yet true leadership demands character and values woven into competency. The goodness pyramid rests on three cornerstones: truth, compassion, and wholeness. Truth forms the foundation through humility, self-awareness, and integrity. Humility isn't thinking little of yourself, it's thinking somewhat less of yourself. When Frank Blake became Home Depot CEO, he openly questioned his qualifications, creating space for growth. Self-awareness requires brutal honesty about strengths and weaknesses. Integrity means perfect alignment between thoughts and actions. Compassion represents the human side through openness, empathy, and generosity. Openness reduces bias and expands perspectives. Empathy lets us see through others' eyes, developed through better listening. Generosity transforms compassion into action, from offering a hug to advocating for a colleague's promotion. Wholeness brings fulfillment through love, respect, and wisdom, finding satisfaction in others' success, honoring interconnectedness, and demonstrating balanced judgment. Goodness isn't measurable with concrete metrics. It's a clear-eyed pursuit of an ideal while recognizing the inevitable tensions complicating our desire to be good. During the dot-com boom, one company soared to 1,000 employees in IPO preparations. Then the bust hit. The most painful realization wasn't financial loss, but flawed perspective. They'd defined success by going public rather than meaningful impact. Hemingway captured it perfectly: true nobility is being superior to your former self. Humility doesn't mean weakness. Jim Collins discovered the triumph of humility as the core trait of his highest performing level 5 leaders, counterintuitive in a world celebrating swashbuckling CEOs. Peter Georgescu rose from Romanian labor camps to become Young and Rubicam CEO, proving humility coexists with powerful leadership. Self-awareness enables rigorous honesty about actions and results. 5 techniques cultivate it: meditate during everyday activities, write down plans like Warren Buffett documenting investment reasoning, use psychometric tests to understand biases, ask trusted friends to serve as honest mirrors, implement 360-degree reviews. Benjamin Franklin tracked 13 virtues, including temperance, sincerity, and humility. Truth manifests when behavior aligns with values, when who you are matches what you do. When a family member received a cancer diagnosis, most physicians rushed through appointments, technically skilled but emotionally distant. Then came Dr. Jack Urban, whose brilliant medical expertise matched his profound compassion. He gave generously of his time, listened authentically, and made the family feel genuinely cared for during their darkest moments. Compassion seems oddly absent from standard business training, where success measures purely through performance metrics. The 24/3 rule helps develop openness. When someone shares a new idea, wait 24 seconds before criticizing, then 24 minutes, ideally 24 hours, identifying why it might work before considering limitations. Empathy, imaginatively projecting into another's feelings, is possibly the most potent factor bringing about change. Servant leaders like Gary Ridge at WD-40 develop and empower others rather than hoarding power. 5 powerful questions build authentic relationships. How are you, really? Tell me something about your background I don't know. What would you love to be doing in a few years? Are you happy working here? And is there anything I can do for you? Research shows people experience greater happiness giving money away than keeping it. Wholeness requires both receiving and giving love. True leadership means serving others, a form of love itself. Businesses must cultivate internal love before authentically reaching customers. When evaluating investments, visiting workplaces to feel the love reveals everything about culture. Research shows 70% of successful entrepreneurial ventures are primarily heart-driven. The ancient Greeks identified 4 love types relevant to business: Eros, passionate desire driving founders; Philia, loyalty among colleagues; Storge, empathy enabling understanding; and Agape, unconditional love enabling sacrifice for the greater good. Respect means treating everyone with dignity regardless of status. When Trader Joe's delivered free groceries to an elderly man during a snowstorm despite having no delivery service, they empowered employees to make compassionate decisions. The Bobby List offers practical paths toward wholeness. Surround yourself with positive people, focus on intrinsic values, practice optimism, perform acts of kindness, and read and write about what inspires you. Why wait until retirement? Practice these values now to accelerate your path toward wisdom and satisfaction. Goodness isn't a destination. It's balancing tensions like pragmatism versus idealism and short-term pressures versus long-term vision. The RISE framework provides structure. Recognize situations honestly, internalize consequences, share thinking with trusted mentors, and execute with conviction while documenting your rationale. Great mentors take different forms. Masters of craft exemplifying excellence, champions advocating for you, co-piloting colleagues providing peer support, anchors offering guidance during storms, and reverse mentors providing fresh perspectives. The best mentors ask 5 critical questions. What are you truly trying to achieve? What are you doing well? What's slowing you down? What will you change tomorrow? And how can I help? In today's world of declining trust and digital distraction, goodness isn't merely pleasant, it's our collective duty. Here's the challenge: positively influence 10 people through mentorship, leadership, and genuine connection. If they each do the same, the ripple effect could transform businesses and communities. That elderly woman with lemonade influenced 1 teenager. Decades later, her wisdom has reached thousands. Your 10 people are waiting. We become the sum of the lives we've touched.